Hello. This is Marcos with Metro Research. We are conducting a national opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your state and community. This is a research study. Your number was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. In what year were you born?
Yeah, who is this?
Yes, hello. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. To make sure that we have a representation of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
Yes, 74.
1974? And what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Yes, somehow like...
You said 12th grade?
Yeah.
That will be 12th grade or below or high school graduate?
Graduate.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No. Last African American.
Okay, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
You say what?
Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, sir. Yes, I registered.
Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
Yeah, vote. I'll vote. I made up my mind already.
Okay, that will be almost certain, correct?
Yes, that's an yes.
And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not...
100%?
In this case, from a 0 to 10, you would give it a 10, correct?
Yeah.
And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has... Okay. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to two. Racism and discrimination, abortion, crime and violence, cost of living and inflation, climate change, criminal justice reform, police and violence, student loans forgiveness, immigration, healthcare, Israel-Palestine conflict, jobs and the economy, voting rights and democracy.
Yeah, jobs, economy, you know, like, I think the criminal justice system, then inflation. Of course, illegal immigration, so all of that, yeah.
Okay, you can only select up to two. Would you like jobs and the economy first, and criminal justice reform and police violence second?
Yeah, of course, yes.
Okay. Now we'd like to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold. And a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so. Democrats in Congress?
Democrats in Congress, like, let me say, like five.
Five? Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
Who, Ali?
Kamala Harris?
Yeah, I think I'll give her like six.
Six. What about Donald Trump?
Zero.
What about Joe Biden?
10.
What about Hakeem Jeffries?
10.
What about Republicans in Congress?
0.
If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or
Democrat,
would you not vote?
Democrat. Democrat. I vote Democrat.
That will be Joe Biden, correct?
Joe Biden, yes.
So if you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 election for president, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
And if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate, the Republican
Biden.
Candidate? Are you undecided or would you vote
Democrat, yes.
Okay. Would you say your life has... Your life was better under President Biden, better under President Trump, or about the same under both presidents?
No, Biden. Under Biden.
Would you say it was somewhat better or much better under Biden?
No, somewhat better.
Okay. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference?
Likely.
I'm going to go ahead and I'll read to you the priorities and the traits at this moment. Somebody who brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable? Would you be much more likely to support that candidate or somewhat more likely to support that candidate or somewhat less likely to support?
Yes, much more, because, someone that will bring prices down much more.
What about somebody who protects abortion rights?
For me, abortion rights, it depends, I don't want to get into that, it depends the situation, if the mother's life at risk, then, that's the main thing for me in abortion.
In this case, the options are much more likely to support, somewhat more likely to support, somewhat less likely to support, or much less likely.
Yeah, less likely.
Somewhat or much less likely.
Much less likely.
What about somebody who is too woke?
Who what?
Too woke?
Less
you be,
likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
What about somebody who wants to build black wealth?
Build black wealth?
Yes, somebody who wants to build black wealth?
Yes. Somewhat, I'll support that.
That would be somewhat more likely, you said, to support the candidate?
Somewhat.
About somebody who is honest and ethical?
Yes, somewhat.
Somewhat,
more
likely to support?
Yes. Support, yeah.
What about somebody who fights racism and discrimination?
Yes, somewhat.
Would that be somewhat? Somewhat more likely to support, correct?
Yes.
What about somebody who is effective and gets things done?
Repeat that once more.
Somebody who is effective and gets things done, would you be much more likely to support that candidate? Somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much likely.
Okay, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, a 0 means it does not describe them well at all. I'm going to go ahead and read it to you.
Yeah, I give them five anyway, five.
Okay, somebody who brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable, how would that describe a Democrat from 0 to 10?
I give them 7.
What about somebody who puts people over politics? How would that describe a Democrat in Congress?
10.
What about somebody who looks out for people like me, like yourself?
10.
What about somebody who wants to build black wealth?
10.
What about somebody who defends democracy?
10.
What about somebody who secures the border?
10.
What about somebody who grows the economy?
10.
Okay, next I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated. A 0 means it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress.
Okay,
allow me to go ahead and read to you the statements. As a middle-class mother, the child tax credit in the Democrats' American Rescue Plan provided real relief and helped working families like mine stay afloat during the pandemic. How would that motivate you to vote for a Democrat from 0 to 10?
10.
10? What about the following statement? As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the 1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic. How would that motivate you from 0 to 10 to vote for Democrats in Congress?
10.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and read to you the following statement. As a working parent, my family now has the health care coverage we otherwise would not have received if Democrats in Congress had not expanded coverage to me and 2.7 million other Black Americans under the Affordable Care Act. How would that motivate you to vote for Democrats in Congress from 0 to 10?
Thanks.
What about the following statement? As a parent, I feel safer sending my kids to school because Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs. How would that motivate you to vote for a Democrat in Congress from 0 to 10? What about the following statement? As an entrepreneur, I've been able to successfully set up my first business thanks to Democrats providing billions in forgivable loans for small businesses like mine to stay afloat and growing Black business ownership at its fastest rate in 30 years. How would that statement motivate you to vote for a Democrat from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, I am going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select the 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. I'm going to go ahead and read to you the following actions. Invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing. Invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8, lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors, brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans, invested in Black small business ownership and entrepreneurship, eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers, sent out 1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan. Please select the 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally.
Yeah. Are we then for 1 to 10?
Select the two or three actions that you feel have the I'm gonna go ahead and read them to you once again. You please select the two or three actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally.
Man, what do we have tomorrow, man?
Invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing. Invested affordable housing. Okay. What about invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, S-N-A-P?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to leave those two?
Uh-huh.
Because you guys are happy?
Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again,
yeah, I don't change my mind for nothing. I already made up my mind.
If the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democrat candidate, the Republican candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay, and which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? We should invest in safety net programs that will raise black families out of poverty. The next statement is we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. Please select.
Invest in black business.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. 5 means it is neither convincing nor unconvincing. And a 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. I'm going to go ahead and I'll read to you the statements that people may say. Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care, but Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws and lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more black Americans had health insurance coverage in 2023. How would that be of convincing for you to vote for Democrats for Congress from 0 to 10? What about the following statements that people may say? Costs are way too high, and it's time for the government to start putting money back in our pockets, so that we can finally get ahead, while Republicans in Congress care more about making big corporations and the ultra-wealthy rich. Democrats in Congress have brought down costs by capping prescription drug costs at $2,000 per year for seniors, increasing tax credits for affordable homes to $1.7 billion, and cutting credit card late fees. How would that be of convincing for you to vote for a Democrat for Congress from 0 to 10?
10.
What about the following statement? While Republicans have chosen Donald Trump to represent their party, Democrats have a new generation of leaders like Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. As a representative in Congress, Jeffries has vowed to put the people over politics, working hard on behalf of Americans to get big things done. If Democrats regain control of Congress this election, Jeffries will become the first black speaker of the House and continue delivering for us. How would that be of convincing to vote for a Democrat for Congress from 0 to 10?
10.
What about the following statements? No one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will, but Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that would force a woman to give birth even in cases of rape or risk to the mother's wealth. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion. How would that be of convincing from 0 to 10 to vote for Democrats?
10.
What about the following statements? Gun violence is out of control in America, and Republicans in Congress send thoughts and prayers instead of taking real action. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs. How would that be convincing to support Democrats for Congress?
Thank
you. We have just a few more questions to ask you again. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated at all and 10 means you are extremely motivated? 10, you said?
Yeah.
And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power, and a 10 means your vote has extreme. Okay. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not
Democrat.
Once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. Somebody who brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable. How would that describe a Democrat from 0 to 10?
Yeah, when you come to Congress, I give them 5.
Okay. What about somebody who wants to build black wealth?
Yeah,
black,
I give 10.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age of 18?
Yes.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong.
Yeah, okay. And how would you describe your employment status? Would you say full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, students? How would you describe your employment status?
Employed.
Would that be full-time, part-time?
Full-time, full-time.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Don't answer that. No. No, let's go to the next one.
Okay. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? Would you say more than aside from weddings and funerals, how often would do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom or never?
Seldom.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Thanks again for your help. Your opinion is very important. You have yourself a wonderful night.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Thanks.